Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're getting a brand new siman Tof Kuf Tzadi, which deals with Seder Haroy L'Tkia Shofar. We're now going to discuss the actual sounds that the shofar makes, how to be yotzi with the Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, and Shvarim Trua. The Chabad starts Sif Aleph. Kama Tkios Chayav Adam L'Shmoel Berosh Hashanah. How many blasts of the shofar are the minimum necessary to fulfill your obligation on Rosh Hashanah? Teisha. Technically, there are only 9 sounds. And what is that? Lefishinemar Trua, because the Pasuk tells us Trua in regards to Biyovel. It says they're Trua 1 time. And B'Rosh Hashanah, it says it 2 times. Altogether, Shalosh Pamim, as the Mishnah Berurah will bring down in Sif Katan Aleph. So altogether, we have a total of 3 times. And we know that every Trua, called Trua, Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lechreh, has to be led by a Tkiah in front of it and a Tkiah after it. So that's technically the 9 sounds. So the same rules apply to the Tkiah that we blow, the blast that we blow by the Yovel, and the blast that we blow in Rosh Hashanah. All of them all together is a minimum of 9 sounds in order to be Yotze. As we said, all of the blasts in Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, Yom Kippur, are going to be this minimum amount of blasts, a tkiah, followed by a trua, followed by a tkiah. Bein b'Rosh Hashanah, bein b'Yom Kippur, m'sho Yovel, doesn't make any difference, both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yovel. Therefore, total, teisha, tkiyos, token, b'chol echa mishneem, you blow 9 blasts, which is technically tarat, tarat, tarat. Tarat is tkiah, trua, tkiah. As we'll see in a moment, in Sif Beis, we have a machlokes, what the trua is, and that's why we start blowing additional sounds. So this is the Etzem Din, 9 blasts. That's what the Gemara tells us. You hear 9 blasts over 9 hours, a yotze. These are the 9 blasts. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us, what are the pesukim for this? Tuchsiv, b'yom ha-kippur b'sho Yovel, and says in regards to the Yom Kippur of Yovel, v'avarto shofar trua. That's 1 time trua. Over Rosh Hashanah, it says shabason zichron trua, and it says yom trua yelachem. So that's 2 times of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, each of them has to have 3 truos, which are preceded and followed by a tekiah for the 9 blasts. Sivkot and Beis, the pshut alufanea, tuchsiv, v'avarto shofar trua. You have to have in front of it a shofar trua. This implies 1 blast before the trua, and sivkot and gimel, pshut aliachra, you need to have 1 afterwards. So therefore, that's going to be the blast afterwards. Sivkot and dalet, shachodesh ha-shvi v'chulei, all the blasts in the month of Tishrei have to be this way. The Gabrina Shvi Shvi Lexer Shava, because we learn how Xer Shava, remember Rosh Hashanah Bachodesh Shvi, and then Rabbi Yovel, Vavata Shofar Trua Bachodesh Shvi. So therefore, we learn out the same din for both of them. The issue footnote number 1 tells us that Tkiyosh Nishtana Kobi Amtsah, if you don't have a continuous blast for the Kiyah, is that going to ruin it? So he brings out from the Maral Diskin, as brought down in Rav Sternberg's Moadim Uzmanim, that the Maral Diskin was very machmir, Shalom Nechshav Kekol Echot Shal Tkiyah. He made sure that it was 1 continuous blast without any interruptions, and it would make him re-blow it again if the sound wasn't a clear, continuous sound. And Sternberg Shlita brings down Shechashash Dover Zeh, who b'chlal mashikos of a Ritva. This is based upon the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Kishishovrim esofat tkiah b'kol acher. If you end off the blast of the tkiah and you tail off and have a different sound, it's considered like a shvarim, and therefore it's not considered the same sound. On the other hand, many great poskim say that this is a very nice thing to be mahadir for, but this is not the etzim din. He goes through a list of all the great poskim that say so. However, he does bring down, that's why he brings on for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shomer Lebal Tokeya, Sheherich Harbe Bitkiyosav, Shemutav Shiikatzer. That's why it's not good to blow a very, very long Tekiyah blast. I always tell this to the Bal Tokeya in regards to the Tekiyah Gedola at the end. They sometimes want to show that they can blow a 20-second Tekiyah Gedola, but they end up tailing off, and it's possible that you're not Yotze. You would be much better off with a 5-second Tekiyah than this 20-second Tekiyah, because you could ruin it. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said, Mutav Shiikatzer. Better to have a shorter blast of tekiah that you definitely yotzi with than to stretch it out and can get into this machlokes that maybe it's considered not a good kosher tekiah. If you do have some sort of a pause in between the tekiah, the sound doesn't come out, so then he brings out for the Mati Ephraim. If you have a significant pause that it's recognizable, then that's a concern. Others say no. If you have any sort of a pause, it's a problem. Again, once you try not to have a pause to get around this machlokes. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Trua zu ho'amura b'torah, that which the Torah tells us we have to blow a trua, which, as we just said, is preceded and followed by a tekiah, is nistapek lono. We're not sure. In he hayalola, if this is the sound that's known as a yalola, a wailing, shanukorim trua, that we call that a trua, or o'im himash anukorim shvarim, or what we call a shvarim sound, or Oim Heim Shneim Yachad, or it's actually the sound of the wailing and the crying, or it's a combination of both. So what we call the Shvarim is a type of a sound. It's like a sigh. And then the Trua, that's like a wailing sound, or is it a combination of both of them? And since we're not sure which one it is, either what we call Shvarim, what we call Trua, or we call Shvarim Trua, Lefikoch, Kidei Lotzis, Yidei Sofek, to get around the Sofek, or the Din Daraisa, Sarach Litkoa, we blow all three of them for nine sounds, or nine blasts. The Shvarim Trua is really two, so it's four for that series. That's why we have 9, 9, and 12, and that's where we get the 30 sounds. Therefore, the minhag is to blow Tashrat, Shalosh Pamim, three times the Tkiya Shvarim Trua Tkiya, which is 12 sounds, the Tashat, Tkiya Shvarim Tkiya Shalosh Pamim, three times, that's nine sounds, the Tarat, Tkiya Trua Tkiya Shalosh Pamim, for another nine sounds, and that's where we get the nine is 18, and then the 12 is 30, that's where we get the minimum to be 30 kolos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey brings down Kidim Tagaminon Trua Yavava. As we explain, a Trua is known as a wailing sound, the Yavava. Alma, shehu kikol she'odah mashmiya kishu boche umiyalo. It's a sound that a person makes when he cries and he wails. And you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis, this is based upon the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, which says that we learn this out from Eime de Sisra, the mother of Sisra, when he doesn't come back home, she is vatiyabed ein Sisra, she's crying. And the issue footnote number 4 brings down, that we learn out over here from Yitzchak Blazer Zatzal, the Petterburger Rebbe, it's Le Petterburger. So he brings down Shalamadnu es inyan hatrua shari amru lo she'en lo sibo lachshosh shebno meis b'muchoma. From every pure expectation, he was, you know, the reigning superpower. There was no reason that he would lose a battle to Barak and Devorah. It would be very unlikely. So she really had no reason to fear, but she was fearful anyway, and this is a message for us that we should always be very fearful and think that maybe we're not going to do as well as we think we should. As he writes, "Im Yisrashel, if we're not careful, olu lohavi alatzmo also nora, a person ruchmano litzlan, have a terrible outcome." And Rav Yashu Zatzal says the same thing. And this is what a person should think about. He says, "Mahar gosha shetzrich lios liodem beis tkiyas shofar." This is what you should be thinking about during the blowing of the shofar, that maybe things won't be so ay-ay-ay, and we should have these hirhurim of tshuva and thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish us if we're not careful. And we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us chayim tovim umusharim, wonderful, healthy, good life. And Yezus Hashem, that should be our din. The issue footnote number 2 brings down a whole discussion about the different ways that one can blow with shvarim, whether it's a continuous sound, just like a mini tekiya, or whether there's a change in the tone of the sound. And you could basically say that this is something like toot, 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 versus a too, ooh, too type of a sound. And one can see inside, in Deir Shu footnote number 2, the different possibilities of doing so. And Deir Shu footnote number 3 brings down the minhag that they had in Teman, which may be a more correct minhag, and there are those that suggest that even an Ashkenazi should try to listen to somebody from the Bnei Teman, who blows it in maybe a more correct way. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal says he's not sure if the way that they blow in Teman would be good for an Ashkenazi. She talking, shehefsek sheim noagim lasus ben hakolos in a likuva. It's not essential to have that pause, but it's to show that they're separate kolos. Again, there are many different customs as to how to blow. Each person should follow the custom of their shul. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'adayin ein ani yodin hu ka'odama hagoneach milibo. This wailing and sawing sound, there are different opinions, as we just said. So therefore, we don't know if it's a person who's goneach milibo, he's wailing in his heart, kiderach hachola, like a sick person, shemashmiya kolos kitzorim, makes little short sobbing sounds, kol achar, kol, a sound after sound, umarach bem k'tzas, and he stretches them out a little bit, and that's like, the huanikwa goneach, that's called sighing. This is like a person crying at the beginning. That's what we call shvarim. Or is it like a person who is wailing? Like a sound one after the other. That's the sound. Or is it both? Like, and that's the difference between the three sounds. And therefore, Sivkot and Vav, we blow all three sets. And in Sifav, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Veyotze b'meshatoka tashrat." And it's not enough that you just say, "Well, I'll blow tekiyah shvarim teruah tekiyah," and this way I'll be yotze mimadoshach. Because no, because dilma kavanas haTorah al shvarim luchod. Because maybe you just have to blow shvarim, what we call shvarim, and then the teruah that you blow after that is a hefsek. Because masik b'teruah being shvarim l'tekiyah achrona. There's an incorrect sound teruah between the shvarim and the tekiyah. Lekach, therefore, chozev a tekiyah shvarim luchod. That's why you have to blow the tekiyah shvarim tekiyah by itself. Similarly, umach lazeh, hatam tzorch lekod gam kein tekiya terua tekiya. What we call the terua that you have to blow separately as well. Then yotzi b'mashakot shetoka tashrat, and you're not yotzi with the shvarim terua because maybe one of them is unnecessary. The duma kavanas haTorah al terua luchud because maybe you just have to blow the shvarim alone or just here the terua alone, and therefore you blow all three. Vivsik mitchilas b'shvarim bein tekiya leterua. If you only blew the tekiya shvarim terua tekiya, so then the other sound, either the shvarim or the terua, would ruin it for the other one. That's why we do all three sets. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh omrim sheshir tekiya ketrua. The length of a tekiya is like a terua. Veshir terua, and the length of a terua is kishloshi yavavos, like three shvarim. Each individual blow of the shvarim. The hainu shlosha kochos bi alma. That's the three sounds. Kolshu, that amount. Veim nikroim trumitin, and each of these is called a trumitin. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Zayin that the bein yesh omrim hazeh, or bein yesh omrim shemevi amachaber b'sod varo. The difference between this and the next yesh omrim is tavayu sirlu. Both of them hold the shiur tekiyah, that the length of time for the tekiyah, which is hainu bein shalofne or bein shalachra, whether it's tekiyah before the trua or the tekiyah after the trua, is as long as he ketrua. Whatever you're calling the trua, that's how long the tekiyah has to be. Ella de mechulakan b'shir trua. But there are differences in between what the length of the trua should be, depending on whether you're doing it with a trua, we call a shvarim, or shvarim terua. The la yesh omrim hazeh, according to this yesh omrim, shiruhu shalosh, shlosha kochos ketanim. The length of the tekiyah and the length of the trua is as long as it takes to blow three short blasts. Two, two, two. According to the next Yesh Omrim, which we haven't learned yet, the Trua Hu Kishir Tisha Kochos, it's as long as nine sounds, the tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. Omimela Nafkaminahu, the difference between these two Shiurim is Gamkin Lin Yashir Tekiyah. The real practical Nafkamina is how long does the Tekiyah have to be. The Mechaber continues and he says, Ulefi Zeh, based upon what we just said, Tzarech Lizar, you have to be careful. Shalo Yarech B'Shever Kishlosha Trumitin. You have to make sure that the Shever is not too long, that it should be like three Trumitin. Shemkein Yotzah Miklal Shever V'Nasa Tekiyah, because then it becomes no longer a Shvarim, it becomes a Tekiyah. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Ches, wrote to Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here is that Shever Echad, a single Shever, the Hainu Kol Echad, one sound, Lo Yarech Kishlosha Trumitin, shouldn't be as long as the three sounds. Because in that situation, the Nasa Tekiyah, because you've essentially elongated the Shvarim into a Tekiyah. Ubein B'Shvarim Shal Tashat, whether it's the Shvarim of Tekiyah Shvarim Terua, Ubein B'Shvarim Shal Tashrat, the Shvarim of the Tekiyah Shvarim Terua Tekiyah, Sarikli Zarvis, you have to be careful not to blow the shvarim too long. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, "V'yeshomim." This is the second V'yeshomim here. The Ein Lachush. We don't have to concern ourselves in Herich B'shvarim Tzas. If you elongated the shvarim, it's not a problem as long as Ubavad Shlo Yarech Yosir Midai. As long as it's not too long, you don't have to be so careful about it so short. Just can't make it too long. And he brings it down in the Mordechai and the Gos Ashri. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tes tells us that this is dealing b'shvarim shal tashrat, in the shvarim of the tashrat, lo yarech, don't make it too long, b'shever echad, kishir shlosha shvarim trua, that it shouldn't be so long as it's the length of the normal three shvarim and the trua, because then, da tashrat, avdina misveka, the shema trua, dekra hu shtem yachad, because maybe the shvarim trua is really what the Torah is referring to as a trua, v'imkein, and therefore, gam hatkiya tzorech lios kishtem yachad. So therefore, the tkiya has to be as long as the shvarim and the trua together, because the tkiya is as long as the trua. And that's why, for argument's sake, if you're taking the shear of a regular trua or a regular shvarim to be 2 seconds, so the tkiya should be at least 2 seconds. But if you're doing shvarim trua, which let's say is at least 4 seconds, so then the tkiya for the shvarim trua has to be at least 4 seconds as well. And therefore, Valkain, Avsheherich, Tzas, Bishwarim, Les Lamba. Therefore, if you normally elongate the Shwarim a little bit, it's not a big deal. Ubitkiya, Shwarim, Tekiya, Tashat, lo yaruk b'shever echot kishir shlosh shvarim, but you shouldn't make it so long that it's like three, mehai taima, for this reasoning, that then your tekiya won't be long enough. Avo kishir shlosh trumitim mutter, but as long as it's not more than three of these trumitim, then you're fine. Doha, kad adino shvarim, because then when you're doing the shvarim, do aruch yosem mitrua, as long as it's longer than the true, it's okay. The trua didanhu, machmas nistapik lanu, the shema trua kosubitaru shvarim didan, because maybe the trua is our shvarim, and therefore, if that's a little bit longer, it's not a problem. Chanal, umimela hatkia hu gamkin aruch yosem, but then you have to elongate the tekiah as well. The mechaber de arishona, so the mechaber in the first yesh omrim, kivan de beseder tarat hatkia rak kitrua shlosha kochos kitanim, since the tekiah of the tarat of the trua is only the sound of three kochos ketanim, as long as it would take to blow a shvarim, the three sounds of the shvarim, tuein laharuch b'shever echot lasos ke'en zed. That's why he says that you don't make it so long, because otherwise you're going to have a problem. Chaber continues and he says, v'tzarich liharuch b'tekiyah shel tashrat yosim b'shel tashat, the tekiyah of the tekiyah shvarim trua has to be longer than the tekiyah of the tekiyah shvarim trua. And ubishal tashat, the tekiyah of the tekiyah shvarim trua, has to be longer, yosem ubishal tarat, a little bit longer than the tekiyah trua tekiyah. However, he says, umiyu, imarech harbi, b'chol tekiyah osein lochosh. If your tekiyah is longer, that's not a problem. Shein lo shir lamala. There is no maximal shear for the tekiyah, except what we spoke about, that if it's going to cause the blast to break, then it's a potential problem. V'chein b'trua yochol larech ba kimo shiyutzit. Likewise, with the trua, you can make as many blasts as you want. You're not limited to doing nine blasts. Most bali tekiyah do many more blasts than that. And actually, technically, says if you have more than three shvarim, it's also not a problem. And if you have four or five blasts, it's not a problem either. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud, the Shema have a trua shvarim utrua yachad, because maybe the trua is really shvarim trua. So therefore, rotsa lomar yolu v'gonach. It's the sawing and the wailing. V'shir tekiya halo have a ketrua. That's why you have to make the shir twice as long of the tekiya, because it's now going to be a twice as long trua. Ulefi de'azo, dai imnasa tekiya shal tashrat kishir yud beis kochos. He says, according to this, as long as the tekiya lasts for 12 sounds, the equivalent of the 12 sounds, you're okay. The shel tashat, yosem shel tarat, and the tekiah of the shvarim has to be longer than the tekiah of the plain trua, because the shvarim who goneach v'yoser gadol miyolil, because shvarim should take longer than trua, shu trua alone. The shiur tekiah die b'zeh ketisha kolchos, and here you have to have the tekiah being the length of time it takes for nine sounds. Or shel tarat, for the tekiah of trua tarat, it's enough to have even a very short tekiah, as we spoke out earlier. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Aleph. He says, if you add more than shlosha shvarim, you're okay. But here we bring down, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down from the Achronim that there are those that say you shouldn't have more than three. You should certainly be choshish for this. He says, that you shouldn't make more than three shvarim. Albeit, in Dirshu, footnote number 9, he brings down that the Chazanish was not makbid on this at all. And his rationale was that sometimes the first and last shvarim may not have been perfect. So this way, if you blow five, so the middle three, the second, third, and fourth sounds will be perfect. And therefore, since he doesn't concern himself with having an extra first or last sound, that's what the Chazanish actually said to do. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Carlos himself brings down, if somebody is careful about blowing all three of the shvarim properly, he says, "Bevada yakpid kedivrei Mishnah Berurah." Then he should not blow four and five, he should just blow the three that the Mishnah Berurah said. Furthermore, the reason why we only blow three is because you get out of breath, and if every additional sound that you're blowing, it may make the potential for you not to be able to blow properly the rest of the sounds. That's what we brought down in yesterday's shiur, and he brings it down again here, that if somebody's blowing in a hospital, for example, he's not going to be able to blow 30 sounds for everybody, so they'll only blow the 10 sounds, even though that's not ideal. And finally, Mechaber says, "V'yesh omrim shashir yavava shlosha trumitim." Then he says that there is an opinion that says that the yavava is three trumitim, v'shir trua kishlosh yavavos, and the trua is like three of those yavavos. Shem tisha trumitim. That's nine. So therefore, based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yubei says, "V'kosu achon dinoch lasus kin lachachila." This is the way we should set it up, lachachila. However, ubidiyevet dai b'shlosha kochus k'dei rishona. That if you make the true or shorter, you're okay, bid the evid, but ideally it should be a longer sound and the tekiah should be longer, so the tekiah for the trua should be the same length as the tekiah for the shvarim. Albeit, bid the evid, you're yotze with a shorter tekiah for the trua. We're in the middle of this sif, in the middle of this sugya, but this is a good break point, so we'll conclude today's shir over here.